what do you see whenever you see people move? If you're, I don't know, walking down the high street, or maybe you're in your Tesco's, your Asda's, or different places where there's kind of lots of people. Could it be your workplace? So places where there's different people of lots of different ages, and start to pay attention to how they move. Look at what commonalities there are whenever you see people who are maybe moving awkwardly or moving poorly, in your opinion. Because I see so many people, right? Maybe similar looking people or similar looking ages and what I consider to be old. And I'm not talking about it in terms of their years on the earth. I'm talking about looking old in terms of how they're moving, as in how I see an older person, older generation moving. And it's something that I've probably started to pay a lot more attention to as I'm getting older, because believe it or not, right now, I'm the oldest I've ever been. But in today's episode, I want to try and explore why movement is a weapon against aging, and how our mindset can fuel our activity, our vitality, and maybe see as well if there's any action steps that we can take or that I can suggest to help us to thrive at any age. And I'm going to try and redefine what aging means. And I'm not talking in terms of scientific redefinition of it. I mean in terms of what it actually means to us. How do we define it? How do we interpret it? What's our perspective on aging? It's the Mind Your Muscle Podcast. Let's dig in.
I'm Paul Keenan, personal trainer and behavior change coach with a passion for helping clients enhance their personal growth. So using some brain science, real client case studies and anecdotal concepts, baked in a little brioche bun of wisdom, we're going to get you wanting more from your health and fitness, more from your life. I want you to feel better, to look better, heal quicker, and perhaps to do something now in your life that you've been putting off. When you learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally and emotionally, you'll recognize that the only person who's been holding you back is you. I really hope you don't need to listen to this podcast, but if you do, go and take some action. You'll feel better for it. This is the Mind Your Muscle Podcast.
Right, so I guess this one is about getting older, feeling older, being older, or whatever way you want to describe it. But I heard this great quote, and I 100% agree. We don't get old because we age. We get old because we stop moving. So think about that. Aging isn't just a number. It's a lifestyle. And if you've ever felt your energy dip, your confidence drop, maybe your joints stiffen, then this episode is maybe as well a bit of an eye-opener, a bit of a wake-up call for you. Because it doesn't matter if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, or your 50s, or whatever age you are, this is coming to us all at some point. Let's start with a bit of a revelation. Your body, this might shock you, okay? Your body is designed to move, yet so many of us fall into sedentary traps and habits. It's the desk jobs, it's the Netflix binges, it's the Prime binges as well, or whatever your device is that you're watching stuff on. It's the too busy excuses. And I think I ran the rule over that last one on the previous episode, and I'm only doing these like once a month, but if you didn't listen to it, go and listen to it, hit it next. But I think we now live in a world that's pretty much designed to keep us still. And people like me, and I say people like me, and I'm talking about coaches, health and fitness, are maybe trying to push something different. And I definitely think some of us who are involved in health and fitness and, you know, are training and stuff, are moving a lot differently and moving a lot more, especially running. And again, I did say this with the explosion of HYROX, that so many more people now are running, and I think it's fucking great. And I used to nearly be anti-run in terms of, you know, even clients doing it, because there's just so many people getting injuries. from running because their bodies just weren't designed for that, and maybe they went too quick and stuff. But anyway, yeah, sedentary traps, and we fall into it. And you know, we are living in a world that is being more and more designed to keep us still. And with technology as well, AI and different things coming in that now do more jobs for you, so you don't even have to do half the stuff maybe you were doing a few years ago because of technology advances, and that's not a good thing. Drive-throughs, right, mean that even when we choose shitty food, we don't have to get off our asses to go and lift it or stand and wait for it. And never mind drive-throughs, the explosion, it's the second time I've used that word in a few minutes, but the explosion of the delivery apps, all right? I mean, you could always get some level of food delivered, but now, like, you can get nearly everything delivered to your door. And I've seen stuff people posting online of delivery drivers, like, delivering stuff across the street to people who cannot be fucking bothered to get off their ass to even walk across the street to pick something up. I mean, WTF, seriously? But this is where so many of us are going. Convenience and speeding up the process is making us lazy ass mofos, and it is getting worse, and we have to attack it. We have to change it. And like on social media and stuff, algorithms are feeding us one episode after another before we can even blink. It's the reels. Whereas on Facebook and Instagram, TikTok or whatever, you know, and it's not just 60 seconds or 90 seconds, it's 90 minutes. You're sitting there locked in, not moving, watching. And the word that we say a lot is busy. I hear so many people telling me they don't have time, and it is absolute nonsense. Busy has become this badge of honor. At a time where we have so many technological advances, where we actually technically don't have to do as much because the day-to-day life is so much easier in terms of how we have to do things, the word busy has become this fucking badge of honor. And it's not good. And it becomes this badge of honor for most of us until, unfortunately, one day, and it will come, that your body starts whispering something to you. And it's whispering something along the lines of, this isn't what I was made for. And that normally whispers, grows, and then begins to shout in some form of physical or mental negativity, some form of pain, some form of injury or illness, or, God forbid, medical emergency. You'll likely get signs. Sometimes we ignore the signs, sometimes we don't recognize the signs, sometimes we're completely unlucky that there are no signs, but we have to try and raise our level of awareness about what's going on with our body. And some of us might start to hear that whisper sooner, more than others do. And some of us, like I said, you know, you don't get a whisper. We get a first responder with flashing lights, and that's scary. But either way, so at some point you're going to get what you're wanting in terms of, actually, you brought this to yourself through your actions. You're going to be getting what you're wanting, or you're going to be getting your lesson. And eventually you'll get the message. For some of us, the message comes too late that we can't actually do anything about it. And yes, like I said, some of us are unlucky. There's stuff goes on that we can't see and it isn't obvious. But there's other stuff that is. Why do we keep falling into these sedentary taps? And I say sedentary traps. And I'm saying the word sedentary. I don't like the word, one, because it's hard to say. And I'm being kind, and I don't want to dress it up either. I've said it earlier on, it's lazy. And it is lazy. And why do we fall into these lazy traps? And I think there is this laziness and this, you can use the word willpower, like lack of willpower. And I think they are probably underpinned by something far deeper. And the word that comes to my mind is the word comfort. Because comfort is pretty much the biggest thing that keeps us stuck. Comfort is safe. Comfort is in our routine. Comfort is in putting everyone else's needs before our own, even if we don't like it. Comfort is there in falsely believing this lie that we're telling ourselves that, oh, you know, someday we'll prioritize ourselves, or when I get this done, or when I get this, reach this certain age, or when I reach this certain point in my career, my job, or my family, and whatever, then I'll prioritize myself. I want to say a few words to you here. Wake the fuck up, because here's the truth. Sedentary living isn't just physical, it's mental, and it's a mental cage, and we stay stuck because moving forward actually requires discomfort, and discomfort scares us. A lot of us aren't used to discomfort. And the thing that I find, perhaps with training, as in like gym training, running, doing comps, etc., is that whenever you're putting yourself out of your normal comfort zone, so maybe you're doing something you haven't done before, or even if you have done it before, you're thinking, you know what, I could be going for a different time here, I'm going to be going for a different lift or whatever. Those things are helping us across lots of different areas of our life, because we are starting to get used to the challenge of doing things that scare us and doing things that make us nervous and uncomfortable, but that we know are going to be fucking good for us. And you know, I mapped this out recently for a group of people for free. Yeah, silly. And I guarantee you, I could count on one hand the amount of people who actually paid attention to it. I mapped out something that basically I paid about, I'll say £500 to learn, like this one idea. I say that's what I paid because it was part of something else. So when I break it down, it's like, right, well, that part of it, right, probably cost me about £500. But that one idea, that one concept, and that one opportunity to change. And I didn't charge anything to share that message with people. And when people don't pay, they rarely pay attention. And most of us are even still too busy to pay attention and to actually change. And that is, and I was having this conversation with my parents, that's my reality as a coach, where people are too busy to pay attention and too busy to actually change or want to change, really, or do what's required to change. And we're not too busy, though. We're prioritizing being busy. And again, like I said, I was having a conversation with my parents and with my mom, and, you know, she was giving me reasons why she couldn't do X, Y, and Z, and, you know, because I have to do this, I have to do this. And it's like, yeah, and will those things need done? Always. Yeah. So they'll always need done. So there's always going to be something that needs done. One can always be busy. But for most of us, whenever we're honest, we're procrastinating. So you're procrastinating there, and you're doing that by being and prioritizing busy. And procrastinating is great at actually hiding what you should be doing. And we do hide behind it. Even with the anxiety it brings, we still hide behind it. Sorry, I just need to take a drink. My throat's really dry. And, you know, I think you'll give your energy to everything except the one vessel that carries you through this one life that we get, or this one life that we're aware of anyway. And we give our energy to so many things. I say everything, maybe that's not right, but so many things. Except our body. We spend so much time and so much money and so much attention on other things outside of our physical body. When you break everything down, it's the only thing that carries you through life. And we're all guilty of that at some point. And some of us are trying to change it. And it's great, and I love it. I love seeing people trying to change the physical body. And I'm not just talking about the physical transformation. I mean, you know, seeing, well, what can I do? And looking at other people and seeing what they're doing and thinking, you know what, I'm going to try that, or I'm going to make that my goal and I'm going to push for that. And it's not always a quick goal. But, you know, think about this, that you'll scroll on your phone for an hour, but say you can't walk while you take a call. You'll play games on your phone, but you don't have enough hours in your day to prep food or even train for an hour. You'll maybe watch 2 hours of TV in the evening, but you've no time for, again, the 45 minute, the an hour training session. And it's not judgment. I'm not trying to be a dick. It's just another one of those wake-up calls that I think each of these episodes is really built on. Is me trying to convey a message, yes, but trying to put and maybe plant a seed in there that, you know, at some point we're going to have to take ownership here of where we're at. And recognize that your body is not an inconvenience, and it is your only true asset. It's the only vessel we get. And we've also been sold this myth. I think that fitness requires extremes. I don't know if it's as prevalent as it was on social media. You know, I used to see so many transformation photos of people, and then we see so many of the all or nothing diets, which are still out there. You know, fucking the OMAD. Somebody actually, there was an old client in the last couple of years that said they were doing an OMAD, and I didn't even know what the fuck that was. One meal a day, right? How many calories are you having? Well, here's what I'm eating. Right, you're eating about 600 fucking calories. That is not enough by any stretch of the imagination. We want to be eating as much as we can for fat loss, not as little. So they're still out there, you know, the all or nothing diets, the 2-hour gym sessions. And we run 2-hour sessions. It's not that we run a 2-hour session. It's that we'll run maybe 2 sessions back to back, 2 different sessions with a bit of a break in between. The clients will maybe do once a week. Some of them do it every week. Some of them do it, you know, every fortnight. Some of them do it, you know, maybe once a month. It doesn't have to be like that. You know, we've lots of clients who will run 3 1-hour sessions. That's fine. And there's nothing wrong with the 2-hour gym sessions, but sometimes, you know, maybe in the past you've been sold that you have to spend 2 hours in the gym. You don't. If you spend 2 hours with us, it's going to be a beneficial 2 hours because they're 2 completely different sessions. We're working different things, different energy systems, etc. But, you know, perfect routines and those all or nothings and those big workouts, is it any wonder that people Netflix instead and people stay at home because they see these things as too big a challenge and too much, and they are for a lot of people. But building a strong and capable body, it's not about perfection or trying to achieve perfection or looking near it. It's about making small, I guess, defiant moves. Defiance, maybe the good word. Against the grain, you know, against the forces of inactivity. And said all the time, it's about consistency. It's not just routine. Routine's important. It's consistency. Routine can sound and be boring. Consistency's different. You know, a 10-minute walk, can we be consistent with a 10-minute walk? You know, a couple of times a day, 3 times a day, or maybe this is silly things, you know, maybe it doesn't work that much, but, you know, a 5-minute body weight circuit between meetings for somebody who's really super fucking busy and can't get out of the office and they're there from, 8 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night, then those wee mini sessions between meetings or whatever, whether 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever those things are, they can build up consistency. And I did have some clients doing this a while back, and probably some of them will do it right now during the period of time that I'm recording this, because I've clients here in a 28-day focus, and I'm about to start introducing some like kind of little daily challenges. But things like, you know, hitting 100 squats through the day, and this isn't part of your gym session, you know, hitting 100 squats in one day, and then maybe a couple of days later, hit 100 press-ups. We're not having to do these things every day, but just little things to push. So little peaks, little things we don't normally do, little challenges. And whenever I did it before, it was like 6-8 months ago, 9 months ago, maybe it was the start of the year, because I'm recording this in September. So whenever I did it before, people were doing those things in their kitchen, they were doing them in work, they were doing them like in the living room with the kids, when they were out on a walk. I've seen somebody doing stuff in the fucking hospital waiting corridor. But it's about doing that wee bit extra that we wouldn't normally do, and then thinking, I get to fucking do this. And sometimes it's about choosing the protein over the processed. So whether it's snacks or whatever, and doing it not because we have to, doing it because you respect yourself and you respect your body enough to fuel what essentially is greatness for what we can actually do and what this body has been built for. And it's getting shit done. that's what it's called, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting shit done. And it's, I guess, then maybe that I feel that there's times where my body is begging me to remember, you're a force of nature. You are an absolute force of nature, and that your ancestors didn't survive by sitting about in their hole. They moved, they lifted, and they thrived. They hunted, they caught, and they killed it. And maybe we should start killing it, because this is really about reclaiming your identity and reclaiming your real identity, your true identity, not the one society has you locked into. So, like, whenever we stop moving, so, like, scientifically here, I guess, is maybe where I want to go with it, is whenever we stop moving, right, muscle atrophy sets in, and it can begin as early as our 30s. And that starts leading to weakness of our muscles. And as we age through time, bone density declines. The risk of fractures increase. Our metabolism slows a little. I'll give you it slows a little, but it doesn't slow by as much as some people like to think. And it can make weight management harder, but a lot of the times what metabolism slowing, it's actually you moving less. When you think about it, you know, if you're getting older, for a lot of us, if we're not actively pushing to move more, then we're probably moving less than we were 10 years ago. Just as in maybe our physical jobs or what we do on a day-to-day basis, maybe with our gyms or training, whatever it is that we're doing. So we like to say metabolism slowing and that's a reason for gaining weight. The reality is probably not. You're probably just being fucking lazy, going back to it. And because you're moving less, in one aspect, you're burning less calories. You're probably eating different foods. So crappier foods where you're looking for the feel good out of it. You're not getting as much protein. There's not as much satiety there. We're not building any muscle. In fact, we're losing muscle. Your body's therefore burning less calories just through food, never mind exercise. And joint stiffness. Man, you know, I'm 44 now recording this. And I can definitely feel some of it in my hips. Probably my hips more than anything. A little bit in my back. But this is what happens when you get older. And it sounds pretty morbid. I know, it does sound pretty morbid. And like I said at the start, this comes to us all. And if you add into that the impact of something like, say, and I've been through it all, shift work or shit work, a poor diet, and then you add on top of that a lack of sleep or good quality sleep, and it's a loudly ticking clock. And like I said, I know it because I've been in those shifts. And I've ate the crap and I've slept badly. And those are all the bad things, the negative things, the stuff that, you know, is the morbid stuff, is the depressing stuff. But there is some good news about at the end of it, because movement can start to reverse all that. Strength training rebuilds muscle and builds muscle and grows muscle. Walking, so not even running, but walking is going to boost heart health. And mobility work, something I know, and I keep saying I need to do more of it, and I try and do a wee bit of it. But mobility work keeps our joints supple and, you know, fluid in a way. Not completely, but it definitely helps. And when you do that, you get to say this wee quote that I love. And it's a wee bit mushy. But when you do those type of things, you're not just adding years to your life. You're adding life to your years. And what a belter restatement I think it is. And remember, whenever we're doing all of this, and whenever we are even listening to this, and you're going to have perspective on it, you're going to have ideas, and ultimately you're going to have thoughts. What do you think of what I'm talking about, if you're even fucking listening? But your thoughts are creating your reality. And if you believe that aging means decline, then your actions or your inactions are going to follow your thought processes. However, if you see aging as something different, if you see aging as growth, then maybe, perhaps, you'll start to move with a bit more purpose, and you'll not simply accept a level of decline that has maybe been happening to you. And imagine this, that, you know, if you're in a negative feedback loop and a negative thought loop, and that you wake up one day and you're thinking, I'm too tired for the gym today. I have it quite a lot of mornings, actually. But I get up. If you're waking up and you're thinking, I'm too tired for the gym today, well, you're doing a morning session and you're not even training that night. Maybe the thought's already in your head in the morning. But that thought breeds habit. It breeds doing nothing. And again, I think I hit this one on the last episode. It's that internal dialogue, and we have to change it. Consistency beats the intensity that you're going to work at. And yes, you know, you might skip a day because you're thinking you don't feel it. We have to move away from doing things based on emotion. Sometimes you just have to fucking show up. But if you do miss a day, you know what? Forgive yourself. Think about progress and not perfection. Just don't miss 2 days in a row of doing nothing. You know, so if you're hitting 2 days in a row of doing nothing, that's a new habit you're creating. And like I said, you know, we have to change the narrative. Aging doesn't have to be about decline. It can be about choice. If we choose to move, if we choose to grow, if we choose to challenge ourselves, if we choose to thrive, if and choice, okay? Need you to take some action on those things, though. And when you feel like the pull or the magnetism of the sofa or the settee, I don't know what word you use, or this nonsense where you say, I'll start tomorrow, fucking change it. Get up, get out now. You have to do it now. Stop waiting. Even one thing, just one thing to break the cycle, whether it's a walk, whether it's a single squat or a 10-second dance party in your kitchen. You have to prove to yourself that you're stronger than this trap that maybe you fell into for days or for weeks or for months or maybe, unfortunately, even for years for somebody. But, you know, in terms of what I do and, you know, FEF for coaching women, and we need people, not just women, but we need people who refuse to shrink and shrink back into their excuses or this mold that society is creating for us with all our technological advances and the things that are happening to make our lives easier. They're not making your life easier. And again, going back to conversations that I've had, like with people and with my parents and stuff, you know, seeing them buy stuff to help them, like say pick something up off the floor, you know, like the litter picker things. Seeing that, I remember my granda and that using it, and I thought, fuck, that's like, we're just doing less. You're not giving yourself the chance to put your body through those simple movements of bending down, of getting to pick something up off the floor. And I remember all the magazines that used to come in through the doors. Something Betterware, I can't remember what the name of it was, but there's so many things in it. Things to make your life easier, like I said, like the litter picker, but then things for like putting on socks. And I know it can be helpful for, you know, whenever people are really poor mobility, but sometimes people are reaching for those things years before they need them, absolutely years before they need them, and they fall into the trap of looking for the easier options of things like that. That'll make my life easier, won't it? A little thing that goes in your seat to swivel you around to get out of the car so you don't have to throw your legs or lift your legs out or grab on to the top of the door and pull yourself out, you know, which I've done probably since I was 20 years of age, having to do that, never mind when I'm 50, 60, 70 or going beyond. But those little things, for a lot of us, are they making your life easier? They're making your life easier in the moment, but they're definitely not making your life easier long term in terms of what your ability is to move and how those things are starting to aid you more and actually making your life worse because you're doing less and you're moving less. Doesn't have to be big. You can start small, but you probably have to start now. Don't grow old, get bold. I'll see you in the next one.
Look, I know there's lots of people out there vying for your time, so you taking that time for yourself matters to me. Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. Please, for every episode I share with you, try and pay it forward. And look, I gotta put my hand out there and ask you for some help. A last request as we sign off. To reach and help more people, I'd love you to take 30 seconds and leave the podcast a decent review on iTunes. Or, if you think it was crap, just say so. Because at the end of the day, it's only a belief. Thanks for listening.